Hello, everyone. I'm Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, host of the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Rod Johnson on Yahoo Sports Radio Network. As you probably heard by now, the Yahoo Sports Radio Network has become the new SB Nation Radio Network beginning in August. On Sunday, September 4th, 2016, we will continue our NFL Weekly Countdown Show that can be heard nationwide on the new SB Nation Radio Network. In the meantime, we're going to preview all 32 NFL teams in 32 days as we count down to the start of the 2016 NFL season. This podcast is brought to you by ONFX.com, premium websites at affordable rates. Visit ONFX.com and start your website today. Super Bowl 51 will take place Sunday, February 5th, 2017 at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Only two of the 32 NFL teams will get an invitation. Why don't we start with the Houston Texans? No home team has ever won a Super Bowl in their stadium. However, in 1980, Super Bowl XIV, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then located in Los Angeles, the Rams played at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That's a short drive from downtown L.A., though not technically the same city. The Rams lost 31-19. In 1985, Super Bowl XIX, the San Francisco 49ers played the Miami Dolphins at Stanford University. Again, a short drive from downtown San Francisco, and again, not technically the same city. The 49ers won 38-16. Head coach Bill O'Brien returns for his third season with the Texans. Last season, after a 2-5 start, they somehow managed to win the AFC South. They even hosted an AFC wildcard game. Unfortunately, they got beat 30-0 at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. Twice during the 2015 season, the Texans won three straight games. The most impressive one was a 10-6 win over the Bengals in Cincinnati. Quarterback Brian Hoyer finished the season with over 2,500 passing yards, 19 touchdowns, and only 7 picks. But that didn't stop the Texans from going out and acquiring Denver Broncos backup quarterback Brock Osweiler. Texans offensive coordinator George Godsey likes Osweiler's size and toughness. Hoyer is now with the Bears, and the Brock Osweiler era will start on Sunday, September 11th, against Hoyer and the Chicago Bears in Houston. Also gone from the 2015 team are Arian Foster and Nate Washington. Foster spent 6 years with the Texans after being drafted in 2009. He led the NFL in rushing touchdowns in 2010 and 2012. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, but was never the same after his 2011 hamstring injury, followed by a back injury in 2013. Then he ruptured his Achilles tendon in 2015. He was released in March of this year. Now, the Texans will depend on newly acquired and former Miami Dolphins running back Lamar Miller to take those snaps in the backfield. In April, during the NFL draft, the Texans acquired Braxton Miller. You guys remember Braxton Miller from Ohio State, played quarterback, and then he was converted to wide receiver. They also picked up Tyler Irving, a running back from San Jose State, nose tackle DJ Reader from Clemson, strong safety KJ Dillon from West Virginia. All of these guys are hoping to compete for a starting job. And on defense, the Texans ranked third overall in the league last season, mainly because of one guy. And you know who I'm talking about, JJ Watt. He was voted Defensive Player of the Year for the third time in 5 years. Whitney Marcellus stepped in at linebacker for the injury-plagued Jadeveon Clowney. Defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel hopes to get more out of his defense this year. Let's take a look at the 2016 schedule for the Texans. It's pretty tough. They get a wild card rematch at home against KC. They also will play the New England Patriots without Tom Brady. This is a late game, late September in Foxborough. At Minnesota, at Denver, at Green Bay, and a home game with the Cincinnati Bengals. So they're going to play six playoff teams this year. The Texans should win their division again, despite the return of Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, injuries can derail any team's chances during the season, but the Texans have the defense that should keep them competitive, and depending on Brock Osweiler, it could make things interesting in the AFC playoffs, especially knowing that Super Bowl 51 is in their backyard. My predictions, the Texans will go 10-6 and win the AFC South Division. Stay tuned for more as we preview all 32 NFL teams here on the Sports Kings SB Nation Radio Network. I'm Mean Gene. Thanks for listening. For more information on the NFL, visit our website at sportskings.net and like us on our Facebook page at SB Nation Radio Sports Kings.